创世纪第一章到挪亚时代哈，大概第十章左右呢，的一些问题。
And so we're going to use a class to talk about, from Genesis chapter 1 until about Genesis chapter 10, talking about Noah and the flood.
那早上我们问一个问题，就是说为什么神要在伊甸园当中？
And this morning we asked a question saying, why is it that God had to put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil into the Garden of Eden?
如果没有这颗分别善恶树的果子，那今天我们不是很幸福吗？
If this fruit did not exist, wouldn't it have been very good for us today?
我小时候常常觉得我们这位神很奇怪。
And I used to think when I was young, our God is a very strange God.
他是一个自编自导自演的神。
He is a God who...
自己编一个故事啊，自己导演啊，自己做导演啊，自己来演这个戏。
He makes his own production, and then he is also the producer, director, and then he is also the actor.
哦，我的意思就是，我小时候都会想哦，他编一个人类啊，给他一棵树啊，他一定会吃，那我就编这个故事。哦，这位导演要怎么办啊？我自己呢，我要扮演什么角色啊？我来演这个角色。
Then,
所以叫自编自导自演。
And so I used to think that he probably came up with a story. I want to put man in a garden and put a tree in the garden also. And then, he had to think about what role he would play himself.
我每次这样想哦，我就想到那个罗马书讲说，你是谁呀？怎么可以跟神抢嘴呢？
And then every time I thought of this, I remembered in the book of Romans it says that who are we who can take from God?
我们是泥啊，他是造物主啊，他是那个捏造泥的人啊。
And we are the clay, and he is the potter.
所以我们怎么可以这样子随便乱想呢？
And so how can we think things like this?
其实神创一棵分别善恶树的果子呢，是让人有一个自由意志用自由意志来选择对的事情的一个机会。
So God putting in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil was to give free will to man to make the right choice.
我们看第二章的十六节。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 16.
第二章的十六节。
Chapter 2, verse 16.
创世纪第二章十六节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 16.
请读。
Verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat.
You may freely eat. 你可以自由的选择你要吃什么样的果子。
So he says you may freely eat. You can choose which fruits you want to eat.
你看有那么多的树哦。
And then we know that there are so many trees there.
你看有香蕉，有苹果，有guava，有榴莲，有莲雾，有哎呀，实在是太好吃了。
And so there's bananas, apples, durian, and other fruits.
那你什么食物都可以吃，对不对啊？
And you can eat any of these fruits.
就跟你讲这颗你不要吃嘛。
And then I just say that this one tree, this one fruit you cannot eat.
就好像妈妈跟你讲说你什么都可以摸哦，但是呢 ，toilet 不要玩。
And then it's like your parents telling you you can touch anything, but just don't go and play with the toilet.
那人哦，有利华，他就想要去试试看。
But then a man just wants to go and try it out.
所以利华就借着我们的好奇把我们抓住了。
And then,
因为人的好奇，所以那个诫命就我们的欲望就借着那个诫命让我们犯罪了。
And then because of our own curiosity, then our desires will come forth and we will sin.
那神如果没有造的话，人就好像机器人，你就是没有选择的机会。
And so if God did not create this tree, then we would be like robots. We cannot, we do not have our own choice.
那这样子，人如果不犯罪，就不能神也得不到荣耀。人如果没有犯罪，那么神也得不到荣耀。
And if man did not sin, then God cannot be glorified.
你看，神可以得到荣耀，因为人有些人真的可以选择不吃分别善恶树上的果子。
And God can receive glory because some men can truly choose not to eat of the fruit of the knowledge of truth.
你看约瑟，他就是能够用他的行为来荣耀神的人，他就是不做恶事的一个人。
If you look at Joseph, he is one who can truly glorify God with his actions because he did not do evil.
你看主耶稣基督，他就是幕后的亚当他就是可以让天上的真神得荣耀，虽然他也是个真人。
And you look at Jesus Christ, he was also a man, but he could also allow the true God in heaven to receive glory.
所以当人做对了，有选择还做神对的事情呢，那神的荣耀就得到 得到极大的荣耀。
And so when man has a choice, but he still chooses to do the right thing, then God truly receives great glory.
我们来看《生命记》第八章。
Let us look at Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章的第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2.
生命记第八章第二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2.
八章二节，请读。
Chapter 8, verse 2. Verse 2. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart.Whether you would keep his commandments or not.
因为你有自由意志可以选择。
Because you have the free will to choose.
那么神要看看你内心是怎么样子的。
Then God wants to see what is in your heart.
你肯守他的诫命吗？
Are you willing to keep his commandments?
因为历史上很多人这样做，他们成为信仰的伟人，也成为神的荣耀。
Because according to history, a lot of people have done this, and they have become fathers of faith, and also glorified God.
没有 father of faith 啊。他们没有 father of faith.
Oh, sorry, not fathers of faith.
他们就可以让神得到荣耀了。
They were able to give glory to God.
我觉得我们现在哦，这个网络也是伊甸园哦。
And I think right now that the internet is also a garden of Eden for us.
可是里面有太多棵分别善恶树的果子。
But there are too many trees of the knowledge of good and evil.
那个分别善恶树的果子呢，魔鬼都在那边等你哦。
And at every single tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Satan is waiting there for you.
那个你说那个网络上排名 traffic 最多的都是不好的网站。
And then if you go and check the websites with the most traffic, those are not.Not good websites.
通常都是跟色情有关系的。
Usually those are to do with our desires.
那所以今天神当你 进到这个网络的乐园里面去的时候。
And so when you enter into this Garden of Eden today.
你要去吃那个生命树啊。
You must go and eat of the Tree of Life.
我们说生命树是哪一个网站。
And so which website do we say is the Tree of Life?
TJC.org 嘛，对不对？
So TJC.org.
Or members.tjc.org.
Or members.tjc.org.
你可以在这边听很多的道理啊。
And you can listen to a lot of the truth here.
所以你有自由可以选择。
And so you have the free will to choose.
但是人要为自己的选择付上代价。
But you must pay the price for your choice.
所以我们看到这个是神也造了一棵分别善恶树的果子在那里。
And so we see that God created this tree of the knowledge of good
and evil there also. 那是七节这样讲，二章是七节这样讲。
And then in chapter 2 verse 17 it says this.
请读。
Verse 17. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die.
那为什么亚当吃了之后他没有马上死呢？
So why is it that when Adam ate of this fruit he did not die immediately?
那死的定义是什么呢？
And what does it mean to die?
我们首先知道神没有创造死亡。
First, we know that God did not create death.
所以死亡是人的选择，不是神的创造。
So death is a choice of man. It is not a creation.
所以死亡是不自然的。
And so death is unnatural.
所以今天我们看到那时候什么叫做死呢？这里我们看什么叫做死呢
？And so let us see does it mean for death?
神呢就是。跟神的面隔离啊、
Which means to be separated from the face of God.
我们看第四章的第十四节。
Let us look at chapter 4, verse 14.
四章十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
四章十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
请读。
Verse 14. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and vagabond on the earth.
当人不能再见神的面他的生命跟神隔离，这个就是灵性的死。
And so when a man can no longer see the face of God, when his he is spiritually died.
所以今天我们如果换诫命我们如果换了十诫呢，我们灵性上也是会死亡的。
And so if we break the Ten Commandments today, we will also be spiritually dead.
后来我们肉体才死亡。
And then after this, our flesh will die.
就像亚当活到900多岁930岁他就死亡了。
Just like Adam, he died at the age of 930.
所以有两种死也有两种生。
And so there are two types of death and there are two types of life.
人是先灵性死然后再肉体死。
And so man died first spiritually and then he died physically.
那你两种生呢你也会是灵性复活先最后呢你身体再复活。
And then there's also the spirit, you can resurrect spiritually first, and then your body will resurrect.
所以你受洗的时候，你就再生了，这是第一种生。
And so when you have been baptized, you are reborn.
那最后呢，你的身体要复活，这是 第二次复活升天。
And at the end, your body will resurrect, and this will also, and this is the second.
所以这是我们看到的哈。
So this is what we can see.
那我们再看讲义。
And then let us look at the notes.
那讲义上呢，就谈到人有两种家谱。
And on the notes, it talks about how there are two types of the family.
那我们来读一下第四章。
Let us look at chapter 4.
Two types of genealogy.
Two types of genealogies.
第四章的第二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
四章二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23. Verse 23. Then Lamech said to his wives, Ada and Zillah, hear my voice. Wives of Lamech, listen to my speech. For I have killed a man for wounding me, even a young man for hurting me.
24节,
Verse 24, if Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, then Lamech 77-fold.
这个拉麦是第一个违反神婚约规定的人，神的婚约设立是一夫一妻制。
And so Lamech was the first person to go against God's creation of marriage, which is originally one man and one wife.
他一个人娶两个太太是从他开始的。
And this man, he took on two wives.
而且他非常的暴力。
And he was also a very violent person.
那你有仔细读透，从十七节就开始谈到该隐的genealogy，该隐的后裔。
And if you look at it, starting from chapter 4, verse 17, it starts talking about the genealogy of Cain.
那请你算一算。
And then please count.
拉麦是第几代？从亚当算第几代？
How many generations down from Adam was Lamech?
算一下。
And you count really quick.
第几代?
Which generation?
第七，你仔细算，从亚当开始算，你列一个list，从亚当开始算。
If you make a list starting from Adam, he is the seventh generation.
来，我们再读一下， 第五章十八节。
And let us look at chapter 5, verse 18.
五章十八节。
Chapter 5, verse 18. Verse 18. Jared lived 162 years and begot Enoch.
那如果你请你算一算，这里是，请你先读二十六节，二十五节，第四章二十五节，二十六节。
And then let us also read chapter 5, verse 25 and 26. Verse 25, Methuselah lived 187...
No, 4章25节, 对不起, 4章25节, 26节.
Chapter 4, verse 25 and 26. Chapter 4, verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bore a son, and named him Seth. For God has appointed another seed for me instead of Cabel, whom Cain killed. Verse 26. And as for Seth, to him also a son was born, and he named him Enosh. Then men began to call on the name of the Lord.
那这个是从亚伯被杀之后，神生赛特来代替。
And so after Abel was killed, God gave them Seth to replace him.
那第五章就开始谈到这个赛特的子孙。
And then starting in chapter 5, it talks about the genealogy of Seth.
你如果第五章从很快的读第一节读到第二十节。
And if you read it really quickly from chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 20,
而且第三节说，第五章第三节，亚当活拜130岁，生了一个儿子。
And then if you read chapter 5 verse 3, it says that Adam lived 130 years and he got a son.
然后呢，因为形象跟自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。
And because it was in his own image that he named him Seth.
然后你算到以诺第几代。
And then you count to Enoch, how many generations is this?
你们做一个功课回去做，刚好也是 seventh。 包括亚当,
so, including Adam, it is also the seventh generation.
是不是? 包括亚当, 对不对? 没有错, 你很快, 哎,
so you're very fast.
所以以诺跟这个拉麦都是亚当的七世孙。
And so Enoch and Lamech were both the seventh, generation down from Adam.
如果你懒得算哦，你圣经读圣经，圣经也会告诉你了。
And so if you're lazy to count it yourself, the Bible will also tell you.
看犹大书。
And you look at the book of Jude.
犹大书。
The book of Jude.
十四节。
Verse 14.
犹大书十四节。
Jude verse 14.
犹大书十四节。
Jude verse 14.
Alicia, 请你读。犹大书十四节。
The book of Jude, chapter, verse 14.
The seventh from Adam 是 Enoch， 是不是？哦，所以呢，圣经上犹大早就帮你算好了。
And so the Bible in the book of Jude already counts the generations for us.
所以刚开始有两个家谱，一个是人的儿子，一个是神的儿子。
And so at the beginning there were two families, the house of God and the house of man.
一个是拜神的家谱，一个是没有拜神的家谱。
One is a house that worshipped God, the other is a house that did not worship God.
那你仔细看哦，没有拜神的家谱都是产生了世界上文明的先祖哦。
And if you look at the group that did not worship God, they
他们是世界文明啊的一些先祖啊。
And they are some the
forefathers of the civilization, 对不对？
And they are forefathers of some of the civilizations.
我们来读一下第四章的第二十节到二十二节。
So we read chapter 4, verse 20 to verse 22.
创世纪四章二十节到二十二节。
Genesis chapter 4, verse 20 to 22.
请读。
Verse 20. And Adah bore Jabal, and he was in the father of those who dwell in tents and have livestock. Verse 21. His brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all those who play the harp and the flute. Verse 22. And as for Zillah, she also bore Tubal-Cain, an instructor of every craftsman in bronze and iron. And the sister of Tubal-Cain was Naamah.
有人说魔鬼神创造乡村，魔鬼创造城市。
And so some people say that God created the countryside and God and Satan created the cities.
第一座城市是谁建造的？
So who created the first city?
第十七节，四章十七节，谁造的？
In chapter 4, verse 17, who created the first city?
啊？ Hello, who?Cain, right? Yes, huh? 这是人的儿子啊，这是最后离弃神的面的人呐。
And so this is the son of man, those who have departed from the face of God.
所以哦，你看哦，这个世界上哦，很多不是真耶稣教的信徒哦，他们在这个世界上有很多的贡献哦。
And so if you look at the people who are not in the True Jesus Church on this earth, they have a lot of things.
你看世界上有名的人，没有一个是真耶稣教会的信徒了。
If you look at the famous people, there's not one who's in the True Jesus Church.
牛顿是真耶稣教会信徒吗？
Was Isaac Newton a True Jesus Church member?
爱迪生是真耶稣教会信徒吗？ Edison.
Oh, it's Edison.
Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison, a True Jesus Church member.
你说谁最伟大？那个历史以来谁最伟大？
And then who do you say was the greatest?
对人类贡献很大的，你看到都是属这个世界的。
If you look at all the people who made the greatest contributions to this society, then they all they all are of this world.
我自己看的哈。
And this is by my own personal
observation. 那你看第五章神的家谱，他们这些人做什么
？And if you look at chapter 5, what does the house of God? What do they do?
那个，你如果仔细读第三节到第。五章三节到五章十八节，他们有个 pattern， 就是那个 pattern 就是呢，他们活了几岁，那生了谁？对不起，我们读一节就好了哈，我们读第六节好了啊。
And so let us read verse 6.
来，请读。
Verse 6. Seth lived 105 years and begot Enosh.
第七节。
Verse 7. After he begot Enosh, Seth lived 807 years and had sons and daughters.
然后第八节。
And verse 8. So all the days of Seth were 912 years and he died.
每一节都是这样的 pattern， 都是四个动作。
And so, then so here, in these verses from 3 to 18, there, it just follows this pattern.
就是他活了几岁，生了谁。
He lived a certain number of years and then he had a son.
那生了谁之后又活了几岁。
And then after he had the son, he lived for another X amount of years. And then he died.
如果他死的时候。
And so,when he dies,
当我死的时候了。
Or when I die,
在我墓碑上面就写说，黄世明在30岁的时候生了Alex.
And then perhaps on the tombstone it'll read, Steve Huang, when he was 30 years old, begot Alex.
然后生了 Alex 之后又活100岁。
And then after he begot Alex, let us pretend that I lived another 100 years. He lived 100 years.
那就死了。
And then he died.
生儿养女，然后就死了。
And so he had a child and he died.
这种家谱 ，is it excited? Is it glorious? Do I achieve anything? 这个家谱有什么伟大吗
？And so what is so? It seems like there's nothing exciting about this history, family history.
你是真耶稣教的信徒，他们是属神的，属神的家谱就这么 boring 啊？信耶稣这么 boring 啊
？And you are true Jesus Church members. It seems that your life is this boring.
你几岁生孩子，又活了几岁，你就死了。
You live for a certain amount of years, you have a child, and then you live for a few more years, and then you die.
那我不要做这样的人啊。
But I don't want to be this type of person.
我要做一个文天祥，文天祥，刘启丹心赵汉卿啊。我要做一个，我要做一个文天祥你不认识，我要做一个，做谁？比尔盖茨 ，Bill Gates.
And perhaps you say, I want to be a Bill Gates.
至少我出个名嘛，对不对？人死要留个名啊。
I want to be famous so I can leave my name behind.
你有时候会觉得基督徒好像做这样子哈，没有人认识你啊，很委屈啊。
And sometimes it feels like being a Christian, nobody knows who you are, and it feels very discouraging.
但你仔细想哦。
But if you think about it carefully.
这些人几岁生儿育女，然后就活了几岁就死了，死了到哪里去？
And then these people, they lived for some years, they had a child, and then they died. Where did they go when they died? Where did they go?
Joseph. This is the genealogy of God's people. Where did they go? Huh? Of course, eventually you will go back to God, right? 他们回到神那边去，对不对 ？Eventually， 对不对
？So eventually they will go back to God.
那这些在世上有名的人 ，Michael Jordan， 你有名死了到哪里去
？And then so people that are famous on this earth, for example, Michael Jordan, where will he go when he dies?
那现在不是 Michael Jordan， 现在是谁？现在是谁？现在是 Kobe Bryant. Depends where you are from. Okay.
Okay. For example, let's change to Kobe Bryant.
他们死了到哪里去
？When they die, where will they go?
所以其实圣经上讲。主看圣名之时极其可贵哦。
And then the Bible tells us that God looks as the
death of the saint is very precious in the eyes of God, isn't it? Right? 这个主看圣名之时是极其可贵的，因为我们回到神那边去了，回家了。
God sees it as very precious because we are returning home to Him.
所以你一辈子你就是生养儿女，那你没有名字没有关系，我们是一种不求看得见。不求世界的一群人，不求这个属于世界的一群人。
And so if you live and you just have a child and then you die, it is not a big deal as long because we do not try to be of the people of this world.
我们是追求那个看不见的，不是追求那个看得见的。
We pursue after that which we cannot see, not which we can see.
因为我们得到的是永远的。
Because what we will receive is eternal.
所以重要的是你要怎么样。
And so what will you do with the things that are important?
生个孩子嘛，对不对哈？
And so the important thing is to have a child.
圣经不是讲吗？他活到几岁又生了谁嘛？对不对？生个孩子嘛，对不对
？So the Bible tells us, right, that you live a certain number of years and you have a child.
生个孩子不是生地狱之子哦。
And having a child, you do not have a child of
hell.
Of hell.
你生地狱之子没有用啊。
It is useless if you have a child of hell.
所以你过的日子，你要设法让你的家庭成为一个敬虔的家庭。
And so the life that you live, it must be a life that is, it is good for your family.
把神儿子的这个家谱，把神的道理，神活着，神要人间活的这个精神，把它传承下去。
So that you can pass on this mentality of living in God's house.
人家看到你活着，知道说哇，你是拜神的，你过的是敬虔的生活。
And so when people see you, they know that you are one who worships God and you live a reverent life.
你世界上有没有名不重要，对你来讲不重要。
It is unimportant if you have a fame out in the world.
虽然但以理在世上也是很有名的哦。
And even though Daniel, he was very famous on this earth.
但是那个对他来讲是粪土啦，那个是没有什么的，他不是注重重。
But for him, it was nothing important. He did not look upon it with any importance.
重要的是永恒的东西啊。
The important thing is what is eternal.
所以你要把这个神的道理、神的价值观、神的生命，能够把它还原下去。
And so you must pass on the teachings of God and also His the life of God into your children.
所以不要不生了哈。
And so do not have children.
我的意思就是说，如果你选择不生，不要 for selfish reason, right?
And my point is that if you choose not to have children, do not make it for selfish reasons.
你如果你不生，你一定要记得生属灵的儿女。
And if 不生
，if you don't want to have your own kids, remember to have spiritual kids, right? Spiritual kids, you give a birth to more spiritual kids.
Okay.
哦。是不是这样？因为不然神到底谁传下去？我问你，不然到底谁要传下去
？Because otherwise, who will continue to preach the gospel on?
这个美国的教会谁来接棒
？Who will take on the baton of the
韩国的教会谁来接棒
？Who will take on the baton of the Korean churches?
你都不生啊，你都不生，属灵的也不生，属肉的也不生。
If you do not have either physical or spiritual children,
那教会那神的家谱就没人呢
？And then nobody will be in the house of God.
没有人传承那个生命呢
？And there will be no one to take on the life.
所以。 我们一定要把这个生命继承下去。虽然他们好像没有 nothing excited, nothing great, everybody live and give a birth and die.
And so we must continue to.
就是这么 boring 的 life.
We must continue to pass on this life, even though it seems that it may be a very boring life.
但其实这个把神的生命传下去是最有价值的生命。
But passing on the life from God, it is the most important thing that we pass on.
那另外一种呢？圣经上这个家谱又特别一种更很特别的事情哦。
And then there's also something very special that happened in this family.
我们来看一下第五章。
Let us look at chapter 5.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
对不起，第二十一节、二十二节。
Sorry, verse 21 and 22.
二十一节、二十二节。
Verse 21 and verse 22.
请读。
Chapter 5, verse 21.Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah, 22. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters.
23节.
Verse 23. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years.
24节.
24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
所以有的人虽然他没有死，就是他有的人死了，有的人是直接被神接到天上去了。
And so most people they died, but there was also some who there was this man who was taken directly up to heaven.
这个是我们的盼望哦。
And this is our hope.
今天如果主耶稣今天再来。
That if Jesus Christ comes again today.
我们这个活着还没有死的人。
That those of us who still live and have not died yet.
跟以诺一样哦。
Can be like Enoch.
这个也是一个美好的事情。
And this is something that is also very beautiful.
好，来，我们再看第十点。
And then let us look at point ten.
Point ten 哈，这个亚后来圣经上记载的是几个人物了哈。
And then so the Bible just continues to record a few other characters.
对不起，帮我们先谈前面的哈，我们再来谈后面的。有几个问题我来问大家一下哈，对不起。
So there are a few questions that I want to ask everyone.
Let me switch a little bit.
And so I'm going to switch gears a bit.
因为等一下谈到亚伯拉罕去了，我先把第前面十章的先谈一谈。来，我们先谈第一章。
And so let us look at first chapter one.
第一章神在讲创造的时候呢，每一次创造完之后都讲神看是好的。
And so after in chapter one, after God created everything, after he saw it, he said that it was good.
我们比如说，我们来读第三节。
For example, let us read verse three.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
请读。
Verse 3. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light.
第四节。
Verse 4. And God saw the light, that it was good.
It was good. 这个神看他的创造是好的。
And so God saw his creation was good.
我们再来读第十二节。
And let us read verse 12. Verse 12.And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good.
所以每一天创造最后一句话就是神看是好的。
And so every day of creation, at the end, it was, God saw that it was good.
那我要问你们大家一个问题啊，做作业了哈。
And so I want to ask you guys a question as your homework.
我们来读第二天的事情。
Let us read about the things on the second day.
第八节。
Verse 8.Verse 8, and God called the firmament heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second day.
为什么创造第二天之后神没有说这个是好的呢？
Why is it that after the second day, God did not say that this was good?
第七节说神造出空气，将空气以下的水、空气以上的水分开了，事就这样成了。然后呢，然后就这样，没有说这是好的。
And so God, in verse 7 and 8, it says that God made the firmament and divided the waters above and below. And then it just says that he calls one the ocean and the other heaven. And it does not say if it was good.
Why? Anybody like to answer it?
Does anybody want to answer why?
Yes. Yes. Many people was killed, right?所以呢，这个已经 hint 这个已经有个伏笔啊。以后这件事情呢，有些事情会在这个事情发生。
And so this already shows that in the future that there will be this thing that will happen with the firmament.
Okay, 谢谢你的答案。
Thank you for your answer.
再另外一个问题啊。
And another question.
我想你们都知道，请你告诉我在伊甸园他们吃什么。
I think you may all know the answer. What did they eat in the Garden of Eden?
记载在哪里？
And where is it recorded?
Anyone? 伊甸园吃什么？
What did they eat in the Garden of Eden?
生菜沙拉。
Do they eat salad? So this should be a very simple question. Let us read chapter 1, verse 29. Chapter 1, verse 29. Verse 29. And God said, "See, I have given you every herb that yields seed which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food."
So
if man eats fruit and vegetables, then they can continue living.
弟兄这边不喜欢吃菜的,
so for the brothers here, how many of you do not like to eat vegetables? Please raise your hand.
我不相信只有一个,
I do not believe there is only one.
如果你吃生菜水果的话呢, 你回到伊甸园过生活,
if you eat fruits and vegetables, then you can go back and live in the Garden of Eden.
当然你也可以吃肉了,
of course, we can also eat meat.
那是洪水之后的事情。
This is something that happens after the flood.
那我们再问一个问题,
so let us ask another question.
因为我们没有时间每一个都谈,
so we don't have time to go through all the questions, so we'll try to hit the more important ones.
在伊甸园里面有没有下雨?
Did it rain in the Garden of Eden?
Frank. 不知道, 来谁知道, 有没有下雨?
And who knows? Did it rain in the Garden of Eden?
Joseph. Anybody know? Matthew. Is there any rain in the Garden of Eden before the flood? Anyone? 应该知道吧?
This is something that I think you guys should know.
Emily. Huh? No, because no rainbow. Okay. 那如果没有rain的话, how can the tree and vegetable grow? Huh? 谢谢你啊, chapter 2, verse 6, please read.
And so chapter 2, verse 6. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground.
Mist went up and watered the whole face, right? 所以那个时候没有rain哦, 洪水之前没有rain。
So at that time, before the flood, there was no rain.
最近这个, New Jersey很热。
And recently in New Jersey, it's been very hot.
我很懒得浇水啊。
And I don't like to water the grass.
我就发觉到那个, 那个草没有死掉, 有些部分死掉, 有些部分没有死掉。
And I discovered that some areas the grass did not die, and some others it did.
那我就注意到说呢, 有露水的地方呢, 草没有死掉。
And what I found was that the place where there's dew on the ground, the grass did not die.
啊, 那个树太多, 露, 没有露水的地方呢, 那草就死掉了,
but the places where there's trees and the dew cannot get to the grass, and
so
the grass died.
Moisture
there.
Can water the land, huh? 那个时候没有水。
And so the mist would, and the moisture can water the ground.
那我再问一个问题, 为什么洪水之前的人那么长寿?
And so I ask another question, why is it that the people before the flood lived for so long?
最长寿的是谁, 你们知道吗?
And who lived the longest?
这个你们知道,
you know?
对不对?
And this is something you guys should know, I think.
Yes, Alicia. Noah's dad. Noah's dad is who? Methuselah, 对不对? 那为什么古代人活那么久?
And so why is it that the ancient people lived for so long?
Grandpa. 为什么古代人活那么久?
So why did the ancient people live for so long?
啊, 这个 homework, 哈, 你们想想看。
This is something for you guys to think about as homework.
我再问一个问题。
I'll ask one more question.
亚当活着的时候有没有看到他的七世孙?
When Adam was living, did he see his seventh descendant?
亚当还活着的时候, 亚当930岁死掉, 对不对?
When Adam lived until he was 930 years.
他有没有看到他第七世孙?
Did he see his seventh generation?
不知道的请回去做作业。
And if you do not know, please go back and do your homework.
因为这个东西是很 only mathematics, right?
And so this is just mathematics.
So, 第二个idea, 你们你的祖母有看过第四世孙的请举手。
And so for those
or you are your grandmother's fourth generation, 请举手。
And for those of you who have grandparents who are
对，你应该叫你 grandma 叫太妈是不是？ 叫什么？
Great grandmother.
Yeah, how many of you still have great grandmother? Raise your hand.
How many of you still have your great grandmothers?
真的? Wow, how old is your great grandmother? They all give birth when they are 13. Okay. Something like that. 所以, 亚当, 生赛特的时候多少岁?
And so how old was Adam when he had Seth?
我们刚刚读的是一百多少? 130岁, 对不对?
And what we read just now was that he was 130 years old.
所以你这样算下去, 活到930岁, 他是有看到他的七世孙哦。
So if you count it that way, then he probably did. He did see his seventh generation.
很多观念我们以前没有, 但是你仔细想, 创世很多有趣的事情哦。
And then so you may not have this concept before, but if you think about it, you'll find many interesting things.
在最后一个 homework 哦。
And then one last homework.
伊甸园在哪里?
Where is the Garden of Eden?
伊甸园在哪里?
Where is the Garden of Eden?
Middle East, right? How do you know? Huh? How do you know? Louder, can I hear you? A lot of oil. The Bible says Garden of Eden had a lot of oil. Oh, the flood. But flood is over the place, right? Now, let's read chapter 4. Chapter, no, not 4. Chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 14, 第二章第14节, 14节, 这里有四道河哦。
And so here there are four rivers.
那其中两道河啊, 现在不晓得在哪里了。
And two of the rivers we do not know where they are today.
也许基顺河, 在古时全地, 古时是比较, 古时是北非啦。
And it is the northern Africa area.
这是因为他在古时全地嘛, 请读14节, 15节,
we'll read verse, chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Verse 14. The name of the third river is Hiddekel. It is the one which goes toward the east of Assyria. The fourth river is the Euphrates.
所以那个西底结合跟, 这什么河? 西底结跟伯拉大河呢现在还在,
and so the Hiddekel and the Euphrates are both still around today.
我们打伊拉克的时候呢有些阿兵哥就住在这个河的旁边呢,
and so when we were attacking Iraq, then the troops often some of the troops were camped out by these two rivers.
那所以我们就知道这个是在中东这个地方,
and so we know that this is in the Middle East.
那当然古时是稍微北非这个地方,
and then so at the old times it may have been in the what is now northern Africa.
所以伊甸园应该是很大的啦,
and so the Garden of Eden was probably very large.
那所以我们知道 这个是伊甸的地点, 所以有人哦, 拿圆规插在中东这个地方呢, 越往内呢, 那个人间的历史越长, 越往外围呢人间的历史越短。
And then so some people try to look at the area, and they find that the closer they get to the point, then they feel that the man's history is getting longer.
Is it true? It is true, right? How many 你们有没有 history major 的? It is true, huh? 我们再看几个问题,
Let's look at a few more questions.
因为从明天开始我要一个一个人物讲, 所以我先把第十章这 就是几个问题我们先讲,
because starting from tomorrow, we're going to study character by character.
请看那个, 挪亚之后,
and let us look that after Noah.
挪亚之后, 他们的后代,
after Noah, about their descendants.
我们来请来读, 挪亚的祝福跟咒诅。
Let us read the blessings and curses of Noah.
第十章,
chapter 10.
第十章的, 第26节,
verse 26.
十章26节, 对不对, 9章26节,
chapter 9, verse 26, sorry.
9章26节,
chapter 9, verse 26.
请读,
verse 26. And he said, Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant.
27节,
verse 27. May God enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tents of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant.
这边提到挪亚对三个子孙的祝福跟咒诅,
and so here it is recorded the three curses and blessings which Noah gave to his sons.
那个挪亚三个儿子就是闪跟韩亚活,
and then so the three sons of Noah were Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
那韩呢的儿子受咒诅，因为他的爸爸啊显露他的啊爸爸的羞耻。
And so, Ham's descendants were cursed because he saw the nakedness of his father.
那神就祝福说啊，神闪的神啊，二十六节。
And then verse 26, Noah blessed Shem, saying, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem."
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem. So the Lord is the God of Shem. 啊，你知道全世界有几大民族呢
？And so.
全世界有几大宗教呢
？And so in the world, how many main religions are there?
回教 ，right?
There is Islam.
佛教 ，right?
And there's Buddhism.
基督教 ，right?
Christianity.
这三大宗教都是从闪的民族出来的。
And all three of these came out from Shem.
闪就是比较东方哦，中东、远东、近东这个地方是闪的孩子分布的地方。
And so Shem, it is the his descendants covered the east.
印度，印度是什么东
？And India, what's which religion are they?
No, 它是印度教， oh, 印度教跟佛教嘛。那它是什么？它是什么东？近东、远东还是
？Oh, and which version?
它也算东方嘛，对不对哈
？Which east are they? Are they the Middle East, Far East, or South?
犹太教，中东 ，right?
And the so Judaism comes from the Middle East.
啊，回教也从阿拉伯的世界出来的。
And Islam also comes out from the Arabic
nation. 所以东方是比较神秘的民族哈，他们对。拜神呢比较就是说他们呢就是圣经上讲闪是神是闪的神，当然不是指这些神都是对的，但是告诉我们说呢真耶稣教会到最后也是从东方出来的。
And so, it says that blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, which means that, it may not be that all their gods are, not all their gods are correct, but the true church will also come out of the east.
在最后也是这样子了哈。
And at the end, it is the same.
那即使犹太人耶稣来也是从中东来的。
And so the Jews, they also came out of the Middle East.
那第二个就是亚佛要扩张。
And then, and the second blessing is that God may enlarge Japheth.
那亚伯，如果你看到他分布的地方哦，他就是欧洲的地方了。
And if you look at where Japheth was, he was into Europe.
那他们是扩张的民族啊、哦。
And so they were a people who would enlarge their territory.
所以英国有一段时间称为不落日的帝国。
And so if you looked at England, they used to be a country that was never behind any other country.
所以圣经上神的祝福啊都成为真的了哈、哦。
And then you look at the blessings, they always come true.
那这个是第一章到第十章，我就是这样简单介绍过去。
And so I just use this as a brief introduction from chapter 1 to chapter 10.
有没有什么问题
？Are there any questions？
在简易上哦，还有几个问题跟大家一起分享一下。虽然在后面，但是先稍微 briefly 介绍一下哦。
And so there are a few more questions that I would just like to briefly go over with everyone.
我们看item number 10哈。
Let's look at item number 10.
那他们要介绍亚伯拉罕、以撒、亚伯拉罕就是信心的父。
And then here it says that Abraham was the father of faith.
那第十二章开始再介绍亚伯拉罕。
And starting in chapter 12, it starts introducing Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕信心的父，神应许他有两个最大的福气哦。
And so Abraham, as the father of faith, was given two main blessings by God.
这个如果要考试要考的两个主要的福气。
So, if there's going to be a test, then this should be on the test. There are two main blessings.
哪两个 two main blessings?
Which are the two blessings?
Anybody?Anyone? Huh? Hello? Hello? Huh? Say louder. Descendants and land, huh? Descendants and land, huh? 我们来看一下圣经啊。
So let us look at the Bible. Chapter 15.
十五章五节到七节哈。
Chapter 15, verse 5 to verse 7.
十五章五节到七节。
Chapter 15, verse 5 to verse 7.
来，Serena， 请你读。十五章五节到七节。
Chapter 15, verse 5 through 7.
所以神呢说他的子孙呢要很多很多哦。
And so God told Abraham that he would have many, many descendants.
那当他一到迦南地的时候
And so when he came to the land of Canaan,
神马上就这样讲哦。
And then God told him immediately.
他说我要把这个地赐给你的后裔。
He says that I will give this land to your descendants.
要叫你成为大国。
And I will cause you to be a great nation.
好，所以这是神的一个祝福。
And so this was the blessing of God.
那神的祝福今天对亚伯兰的子孙来讲，土地代表什么？子孙代表什么
？And so the promise which God gave to Abraham, what does the land represent, and what does the descendants represent?
今天你成为亚伯兰子孙，你得到什么土地
？Today you are the descendants of Abraham. What land have you received?
The promised land. 今天神的国度就是 promised land, right?
And so today God's kingdom is the promised land.
你今天到神成为天国的子民。
Today you have become a citizen of heaven.
来到神的家中
and come into the house of God.
在这里应许有平安
and come here and have peace.
这就是 promised land.
This is the promised land.
那今天你成为神的百姓
and today you have become a children of God.
神也要应许我们让我们能够继续有一些属灵的孩子
and God will also allow us to continue to have spiritual children.
来传福音
to be able to continue to preach the gospel.
这也是神的一个祝福
and this is also a blessing of God.
这是亚伯拉罕的两大福气
and these are the two great blessings from towards Abraham.
亚伯拉罕在应许之地的有一个很大的考验
and so Abraham had a great test entering into the land.
就是呢，他有机会成为九个王的王。
Which is that he had the opportunity to become king over the nine kings.
但是他后来没有这样做。
But he did not do this at the end.
你怎么知道呢
？How do we know?
来，我们来看第十四章的十七节。
Let us look at chapter 14, verse 17.
第十四章十七节。
Chapter 14, verse 17.
十四章十七节，请你读。
Chapter 14, verse 17, verse 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the valley of Shava, which is that is the king's valley.After his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer,
如果你读前面就知道四王跟五王在战争。
And so if we read ahead of this, we know that there are the four kings going against the five kings.
这个五王其实都是很小的王啊。
And these five kings, they're all small kings.
以前的王就是一个几个 village 那么大小就是一个王啊。
And so the kingdoms in the back time, they only had like a few villages put together.
四王是大王，如果你看那个 location, 他们是比大的地方哦。
But then if you look at the four kings, they are four kings of much bigger areas.
他们是从比较远的地方来的。
And they came from a further area.
那亚伯拉罕可以带几个人去把四王打败。
And so Abraham was able to take a few people and go and defeat.
所以他那个时候可以做九个王的王哦 ，King of Kings.
And so at that time he could have been the king of these nine kings.
所以亚伯拉罕在他们当中被称为尊大的王子。
And so Abraham could have been called a very high king in their presence.
他有没有选择过那做王的生活？有没有
？Did he choose to be a king?
没有，对不对？哈
？He did not.
所以有时候我们在生活当中呢，神也是看看我们的心在哪里哦。
And so sometimes in our lives, God will also look to see where our hearts are.
亚伯拉罕他的心是属神的，他对这个世界呢没什么兴趣啊。
Abraham's heart belonged to God. He did not have much interest in this world.
所以呢他最后选择有两个王来迎接他的时候选择呢。奉献给这个神的这个撒冷王神来的祭司哦。
And then so when the time came, he ended up offering tithes to the king of Salem, who came from God.
来看第十四章的十八节。
Let us look at chapter 14, verse 18.
十四章十八节。
Chapter 14, verse 18.
请读。
Verse 18. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High.Verse 19, and he blessed him and said, Blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth.
所以他不但没有做王九王的王，他还奉献给神的祭司，奉献十分之一给神的祭司。
And so not only did he not become the king of these nine kings, he also offered tithes to the priest of God.
那也从这个祭司认识到神就是天上的主，至高的神。
And from this priest, he also found out that God is the possessor of heaven and earth and the God Most High.
这个祭司教他的啦。
And this is what was taught to him.
亚伯拉罕学得很快哦。
And Abraham learned very quickly.
你看亚伯拉罕后来他怎么说的
？And then if you look at later, what does Abram say?
第二十二节。
Verse 22. Verse 22. But Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have raised my hand to the Lord, God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth."
所以他马上跟这个撒冷所多玛王谈到说神就是天上至高 天地的主至高的神啊。
And so he originally, immediately told the king of Sodom, saying that it is the Lord God Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth.
所以你看到他对神的事情很认真地学习。And
so we see that he is learning very diligently about the things of God.
那我们再谈几个观念哦。亚伯拉罕他有几个孩子？
And so how many children did Abraham have?
How many children? Eight, right?
And he had eight children.
How do you know? How do you know he has eight children?
Let us look at chapter 25.
25章
Chapter 25
我到40分 对不对
I think so
OK 来请读这个 第一节开始
Chapter 25 verse 1 Abraham again took a wife and her name was Keturah
第二节
Verse 2 And she bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua
所以他从这个基督拉生了几个孩子
And so from Keturah how many sons did he have?
Six, right?
He had six children.
加上以撒跟以斯玛利。
And then he had also had Isaac and Ishmael from before.
所以是八个。
And so he had a total of eight children.
那在但是圣经上记载亚伯拉罕只有两个孩子，又有地方这样讲。
But in the Bible, there's a certain spot that also says that Abraham only had two children.
我们来看加拉太书。Let
us look at Galatians.
第十章22节。Chapter
4, verse 22.
4章22节
Chapter 4, verse 22. Verse 22. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondwoman, the other by a free woman.
但是这里记载有两个孩子。
And so here it records that Abraham had two sons.
但是在神的眼中只有一个孩子。
But in the eyes of God, Abraham only had one son.
就是应许的。
Which is the one from a promise.
所以我们在谈亚伯拉罕孩子的时候有这个三组人,八个,两个,一个。
And so when we talk about the sons of Abraham, we should have these three numbers, 8, 2, and 1.
那这也有一个预表啦。
And so this also has a special meaning.
今天哦，全世界的人都是神的孩子。
If we look at the entire world today, everyone is a child from God.
就好像亚伯拉罕的任何八个儿子叫亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕都会承认他是爸爸。
And so just like if any of these eight children call out to Abraham, he will acknowledge that he is their father.
但是从 教会来讲哦，就是亚伯拉罕有两个孩子，一个是自主的，一个是属肉体的啊，血气的。
And then so according to the church, there are two sons, which one is from the flesh.
来，我们来看加拉太书4章的28节。
Look at Galatians chapter 4 verse 28.
先看23节哈。
First, let us look at verse 23.
4章23节,
Chapter 4, verse 23. Verse 23. But he who was born of the bondwoman was born according to the flesh, and he of the free woman through promise.
那这个这边特别讲，一个是按血气生的，一个是按凭应许生的。And
so here it says that one is born according to the flesh, and one is born through promise.
那我们来读28节。And
let us look at verse 28. Verse 28. Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise.
我们今天是凭应许生的。
So today we are children born through the promise.
这个告诉我们今天有很多的教会。
And so this tells us that today there are many churches.
在神的眼中只有两种教会。
But in the eyes of God, there are only two types of churches.
一种是血气的自己去组成的。
One is of the flesh, one is that established by itself.
一个是应许的圣灵所建立的。
And the other is the one that has been established by the promised Holy Spirit.
所以我们要对这个地方有所了解。
And so we must have this understanding.
以撒怎么生出来的?
How was Isaac born?
怎么生出来的?
How was he born?
圣经上特别讲哦，是神去visit Sarah之后呢，才生出来的哦。
And so the Bible says that it is after that God has visited Sarah.
这个是很特别的啦，这个不是一般的，因为这个不是人呐，不是人有办法做到的。
This is not ordinary. This is not something that man can do.
我们看创世纪21章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 21.
创世纪21章。
Genesis chapter 21.
这个中文读不出来，英文很清楚哦。
And so it is not as clear in the Chinese version.
21章第一节。
Chapter 21, verse 1.
啊，请你读。
Verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had spoken.
The Lord visited, 特别去跟他访问一下。
And so the Lord especially went to go visit Sarah.
不晓得做了什么事情啊。
And we don't know what he did.
就是让他可以生孩子啊。
He made it so that she was able to bear children.
所以这个是很特别的。
And so this is something that is very extraordinary.
所以今天我们的教会也是很特别的。
And so today our church is also very special.
是神来到人间哦，圣灵来到人间帮我们建立了教会。
It is God through the Holy Spirit coming down to help us establish the church.
那我们再来看哦，最后再看两点哦。
So lastly, look at two more points.
我们来看这个创世纪本身哦，因为我们现在是不爱就是在 overview 哈、哦。创世纪本身跟五经有什么关系
？And so, well, since we're still doing an overview, let us look at what is the relationship between the book of Genesis and in the Pentateuch.
什么叫 Pentateuch？
And what is the Pentateuch？
就是创出立民生嘛，对不对
？And it is Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
他们都是摩西写的，对不对
？These are all written by Moses.
出立民生都是摩西参与的。他亲自看见写出来的，对不对
？And so Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy were all also participated by Moses, and he wrote them.
那创世纪是摩西之前的故事，神跟他说的。
In Genesis, it was the things that happened before Moses, and God told him directly.
那这五本书呢？关系非常密切。
And so these five books, they have a very close and intimate relationship.
我们说第一部书了，创世纪谈到这个世界、人类的来源、各样的来源跟先祖的故事。
And so we talk about that Genesis. It is the origin of all things, and then it also talks about their forefathers.
那创世纪的最后一句话是什么
？And then, so what is the last phrase in the book of Genesis?
我们看一下52章。
Let us look at Genesis chapter 50.
50章的26节。
Genesis chapter 50, verse 26.
50章26节。
Chapter 50, verse 26.
请读。
Verse 26. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt.
约瑟的棺材没有入殓。
And so.
约瑟的棺材没有埋起来。
And so the coffin of Joseph was not buried.
也没有抬回去，像他爸爸一样抬回去这个迦南地。
And it was not taken back to the land of Canaan like Jacob's was.
他爸爸的丧礼，埃及人为他哀哭七十天。
And he had wept for his father's death.
你知道法老的丧礼，埃及人为他哀哭几天吗
？Do you know how many days that the whole congregation of Egypt will weep for Pharaoh if he dies?
72天。
They will weep for him 72 days.
雅各大家为他哭七十天。
But for Jacob, they already cried for 70 days.
你就知道约瑟这个家庭在埃及地的地位有多大。
And so you can see how great the position was that Joseph's family had in Egypt.
约瑟死了可以差不多七十天来为他哀哭也可以了。
And so Joseph, he could probably also die and they would also probably weep for him
都没有记载他被埋他出葬的这个事情。
But the Bible does not record anything about,
留下胡笔就是他的棺木呢要将来要把他带回去啊迦南地就是要等着以色列百姓呢要出埃及有一天要出埃及。
But he left an oath that they would carry his bones from here and he knew that one day they would leave the land of Egypt.
这个约瑟真的很聪明啊！
And so Joseph was truly very
intelligent. 所以出埃及记就谈到他们怎么出埃及的故事。
And so in Exodus it talks about how they left the land of Egypt.
那利未记就谈到他们在旷野怎么样做献祭的工作。
And then Leviticus talks about how they made sacrifices in the wilderness.
民数记谈到他们流浪的过程。
And then in Numbers it talks about their how they were
wandering.
Wandering.
命记谈到他们律法的一个再述重申。
And then the book of Deuteronomy recalls again once again the law.
所以这个 五部书呢、他们是有关联的。
And so these five books are closely connected.
那我们再谈谈创世纪跟启示录有什么 不一样。
And then so we also talk about what is the difference between Genesis and Revelation.
创世纪是第一部书。
Genesis is the first book of the Bible.
启示录是最后一部书。
Revelation is the last book.
第一部书谈到天地的由来。
The first book talks about the creation and how everything came to be.
最后一部书谈到天地的结束。
The last book talks about the end of everything.
第一部书谈到人类犯罪之后神怎么样咒诅人类。
The first book talks about how after man sinned, how God cursed them.
最后一部书谈到神拯救人类之后给人七种福气。
And then the last book talks about how God, after he has given man salvation, gives them seven blessings.
第一部书是谈到很多 salvation 的 prefiguration 哦
first,
很多救恩的预表。
And the first book talks about a lot of prefigurations of salvation.
最后一部书谈到很多救恩的实现。
And then the last book talks about a lot of the realization of the prophet.
第一部书谈到出伊甸园。
The first book talks about exiting the Garden of Eden.
不可以吃生命树。
That they can no longer eat of the tree of life.
啊，最后一部书谈到新天新地。
And the last book talks about the new heaven and earth.
可以再吃生命树的果子。
And once again, we can eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
第一部书谈到劳苦愁烦，最后成为泥土。
And then the first book talks about how it is all toiling, and then we return back to the earth.
最后一部书谈到不再哀哭，不再有眼泪，不再有死亡。
And the last book talks about how there are no more tears and no more death.
所以你看圣经很奇妙哦。
So we see that the Bible is very mysterious.
有开始，有结束。
There's a beginning, there's an end.
是这个很奇妙的一部书了哦。
So this is a very amazing book.
这个大概就是我们 overview 整个创世纪哦。
And so this is our overview of the book of Genesis.
我们明天开始就一个一个人物来谈了。
So starting tomorrow, we'll start talking character by character.
你们还记得我出了什么功课吗？
And do you guys still remember what homework I have given you?
如果不记得，我有把它打成 slides， 所以你们。
So, and if you don't remember, I have it typed up as slides, so don't worry.
那如果功课太少，再告诉我。
And so if you do not have enough homework, please let me know.
我们现在干什么？
默祷，然后就是祷告。
我们一起啊。我们一起默祷。
Let us all bow our heads and pray in silence.